FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with Chandler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's Incredible Energy Consciousness, Mikael Mears' Financial Consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with Quantum Physics and Consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. It is the, I guess it's the third Friday already. Boy, that's kind of crazy. It's the third Friday.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Yeah, I had to stop and think there for a minute.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. And that means we have a psychic shaman, Rye. I'm going to get it right, I promise.
Just remember bagels and Jewish rye. You know
that would, or the drink, but yes. I don't drink rye, but you know.
Okay.
Yeah, probably be easier to remember the bread, but you know, just in case.
Cool. So what are we doing today? What are we talking about? I think we're going to be talking. Go ahead.
You mentioned last time that we talked about love. You had some interesting things happen to you that's kind of changed some of your thoughts around love because you thought you were going into a relationship with your twin flame and things changed.
Yeah.
Very quickly, just recently.
Yeah, I think for probably 30 years, I've been reading books on soulmates and twin flames, starting with Dick Sutphen's book of, way back, and then Elizabeth Clare Prophet had information about soulmates and twin flames, and so I think a lot of the people who are involved in the spiritual work are really focused on when am I going to meet my soulmate, when am I going to meet my twin flame, and I wanted to touch on that because I think I've developed a slightly different perspective based on things that have happened to me. But maybe we should start off by saying, well, what is a soulmate and what is a twin flame? And Laura, do you have a sense of what that is? I think you and I have different points of view. So I think
we definitely yes. I typically have different points of view from almost everybody that has the conversation. To me, a soulmate. Before we do that, we are going to take calls. So do get in queue now because often what happens is everybody waits to the last minute and then we can't talk to everybody. So if you have a question for our incredible psychic, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting if you send us an instant feedback. All right. My thoughts on soulmates are this. One, it's from our soul group. So it can be anybody from our soul group, and it doesn't mean it's romantic. Typically, it does mean that you know, a soul mate or somebody from your soul group is here to assist you to evolve your soul. So it's really, they're there. It could be somebody romantic. It could be somebody like your boss. It could be somebody in your family. But we have more than one person in our soul group. So we may still meet people that are romantic that are part of our soul group that would be considered a soulmate, but not necessarily somebody that's romantic. I think in relationships, we usually have karmic relationships or soul group relationships. And most of us begin off with the karmic relationships where we're working on our karma, that something from a past life and it just wasn't finished. And so we're bringing them back in this life to, you know, to finish it off or to help us grow as well. So it's still helping our soul, but our soul wanted to just sort of complete something. As for twin flames, I mean, the theory that I keep hearing is that we were whole and then we got divided and then we've been searching forever and ever in dimensions and time for the person that will make us whole again. I don't ever believe that we were ever not whole. I think our soul and our spirit were all one. So how could we not be whole? And I think there may be relationships that are definitely more aligned, and there certainly may be ones that we, you know, we chose or made a contract with in this life to connect up with at certain points. And some of them, again, may be more aligned than others. But that's my thoughts.
Actually, we're really close. Mm. We are very close on the definitions. And what I want to do is to broaden that, is to give some real life experiences so that people can relate to it. And the first one that comes up for me is, you mentioned a boss could be part of your soul group. And I once worked for a major corporation doing research, and the directors wanted to move me into a different research group. And the manager there didn't want me there for anything. And they put me there anyway.
Of course.
And he did everything he could to humiliate me, undermine me, so that I would literally be sitting by my desk, and I would get calls from the directors upstairs saying, "Don't worry, we're going to take care of it. We're changing things. It's all going to be okay." Well, I wondered why this guy was constantly stabbing me in the back and why he hated me so much. Well, I discovered that I had a vision one time of who I was in a past life. And this guy was my best friend, but he had insulted my father, who has been with me for many lifetimes. And so we had a duel. Mm. And one thing that was interesting about me as a youngster was I was a crack marksman, even though I never practiced. And so here I was, back in this earlier lifetime, living in France, and he challenged me to a duel, and I killed him. I shot him and killed him. Well, we came back together now to, just as you said, balance things out. He was getting even with me. I had to absorb it and deal with it, and he was part of my soul group at that time. So I really do agree with that. But, you know, you're right. Most people focus on the romantic. And after my first divorce, and by the way, the reason I learned that I married my first wife was that her grandmother had been my mother in earlier lives. So, again, that's a soul group that came together in some way. And what happened was with my when I got divorced, I began to pray very deeply for my soulmate, and it was a prayer that my guru had given to me, had given to all of us. And actually, if you go to my website, I have an article, and in there is the prayer. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and I think I may have told a little bit of this story before. I prayed so much that finally, one day while I was swimming in New Jersey, I turned to God and said, "When's it going to happen?" And he played me the Candid Camera song, saying, "You know, when you least expect it, you're elected. It's going to happen when you don't expect it." And so I learned then, you know, put it out to the universe and let it go, and then the universe will take care of it. But anyway, the woman came into my life. She literally walked into my life. I saw her aura, and I knew this was the signal that she was the one. But just, you know, again, we came together not as a final perfect romance, but because in one lifetime, she had gone against God's will and manipulated me and the children, and she took on a curse, and this was a time to correct that. In a later lifetime, she was my daughter, and I forced her to marry another man that she didn't want to marry for political reasons, okay? But when we finally got that karma balanced, it was time for us to go our separate ways. Now, what confused me was after that, there came one day when we were separated, and I go to pray to God, and I say, "God, this woman is driving me crazy," because we're still living in the same house, even though we decided to separate. I said, "What am I going to do with her?" Well, I was shown certain things that led me to a particular woman, and then I was shown the signs of a twin flame, which I think I've described on a previous show, which are basically two flames intermingling, two hearts connected, and a two transmuting into a one. And I thought it had to do with this particular woman. But the problem was, and this is a really important point for all relationships, in that earlier relationship that I called my soulmate, I loved her, but she didn't love me. And that's not the flow of energy that we want in a relationship, of any kind of relationship. The same thing happened when I met this woman and thought she was my twin flame. She wouldn't allow it. But here's the key to me. I've now met a woman where the energy flows, and it flows so clearly that I'm able to see the infinity sign, and she's able to see the infinity sign flowing between us. And that is what, to me, is the godly relationship that we're seeking with another. And it has nothing to do with whether, it doesn't matter whether we're, you know, to me, these are concepts we've taken, a name, soulmate, twin flame. And so what we really want is to find that relationship with someone where we're in balance and we can both share in the give and take of the love energy and the give and take in all aspects of our lives. So that gives you, you know, so I think you and I are a lot closer in our conceptual understanding and reactions to those concepts in many ways.
Yeah, that sounds like it, yes.
But, you know, some people are saying that, you know, and again, this is, you know, I one of the things I've gotten tired of doing is reading all of the channelings that have been coming through. I read them for about a year or two very intently after when, you know, the changes were to occur and all of that. And I've really gotten more into, I'm just going to float on this river and allow things to happen as they're supposed to happen. And I find that that is a much more satisfying and productive way of catching the wave, if you will, of what God intends for us all to have, and takes us into, I'm seeing that it takes me into a much better place. For example, the woman that I'm in love with and who's in love with me, actually she was a client of mine, and each time we would just hug and say goodbye, you know. And the second time, she was so appreciative of the work that was going on that she hugged me and she sent me love. Surprising to me, she, all of a sudden, my soul shot her love, and she heard a gate open, and then I had to deal with that because I was focused on another person and not her. The point is, I never expected her to walk in. I never had any intention of seeking any other person. And then all of a sudden, we have now gotten into this absolutely most incredible, most beautiful relationship that I have ever, ever been into. So it goes back to when God played the Candid Camera song and said, you know, when you least expect it, you're elected. And you're the host today, you know, and that's I think, the way life rolls.
Yeah, definitely. Huh. Now, I do remember, and maybe we'll get into this later on if we don't have any callers coming, but this would be the time to call in, people. If you have some questions, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send an instant feedback. I know some people are at work, so send us an instant feedback. Just be really clear about what you need to know. But I remember in the last show, you had somebody had responded on Facebook, and we were still kind of in a discussion about that. So I don't know if you can still pull that up, but we may want to touch on that when we come back from our break.
Sounds great. Yeah,
okay.
We can definitely do that.
Cool. All right, so why don't we go to break now? You are listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have with me psychic Shaman Rai, and you can find out more about him on his website, shamanrai.com. Rai is spelled R-A-I, which is why I seem to have an issue with how I pronounce it. But please, you know, it's just mine.
Well, actually, there's somebody who's called me Ray, you know, and you can call me Ray, you can call me Rai, you can call me Mo, just call me, all right?
All right, you're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Shaman Rai is a clear channel who has been devoted to the light and humanity for many lifetimes. Let Shaman Rai bring to you that which is your highest good. Let him guide you to shift your life and clear roadblocks to your happiness and success. Shaman Rai is offering an exclusive special that is only for Sky listeners of $50 for your first session with him. Call Shaman Rai now at 479-253-9807 to take advantage of this limited time offer of $50 for your first session. Call 479-253-9807.
Some kind of magic. happens late at night when the moon smiles down at me and bathes me in its light. I fell asleep beneath you in the tall blades of grass. When I woke, the world was new. I never had to ask. It's a brand new day. The sun is shining. It's a brand new day. For the first time in such a long, long time, I know I'll be okay.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. It is the third Friday of the month, which again, I can't believe already. But so that means we have psychic Shaman Rai with us. And we've been talking about love and relationships the last couple of shows just because it's, you know, it's summer. Everybody kind of is interested in the topic. But you can have any question answered if you give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in and instant feedback. Again, just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting. All right, so we did have somebody who contacted us last time we were on, which I think was like the first or the second. So why don't you read that, and we'll try and go through
sure.
more of it.
Well, actually, this actually came from Facebook.
Yeah.
And so what Albert is saying is that the purpose of a relationship is to bring support to each other in their spiritual path. It brings learning, which is exactly what you're saying, how your definition was, Lori, I think, you know. But then relationships in the physical are for a limited time. When the purpose of a relation is fulfilled, then it's necessary to move on to another relationship and not to stick to it. And that is exactly what I have found with my first marriage and second marriage. And I'll tell you, you know, we're programmed in this culture to think otherwise, that, you know, it's for life. You know, we get married and that's it. You know, you give your vows and stick with it. And I really had to sit down and I sat and I prayed and I went through the Bible and I looked at what Jesus had to say about it. And it wasn't until I got to the point where I really felt that what Jesus was saying is that, you know, nobody can keep you from being your truth, that I finally said, okay, it's time to end this relationship. And then with the second marriage, as I described it, you know, once we had balanced out our karma and we had become conscious of why we came together, and actually in her case, that man that she had loved in that life, and I wouldn't let her be with him, when he showed up, just for a short moment, he was there for a moment and then he was gone, then it was all over. The work was finished, and so it was time to move on. So I've really come to feel that that is the role of a relationship. And I don't know where you're with that on, Lori. But
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have an instant feedback. But, I mean, I think, honestly, in your case, it's slightly different. If the women didn't love you back the way you love them, but I mean, that's a very unbalanced type relationship. But I think that if two people want to commit to each other, meaning both people love each other, you know, you can actually, you know, you can go into a much stronger, like, I'm very much into the tantric experience in how to see, you know, God within the other person and to connect that way. And of course, tantra has, in Western civilization, has become very much sex-oriented, which is, it really isn't. It's actually a very old, ancient, and could possibly be one of the first religions that we have any documentation on this planet, that really has to do with creating a very, very strong connection. And if both people are committed, you know, that connection will only strengthen as you grow together. So there are things that you can learn in a relationship that will hold the two of you together and allow that to continue to be that infinity sign that you see, which is very much a tantric thing. And create that and do it intentionally to create that. That if both people are committed, that I think, you know, I don't think relationships have to end. I think what happens is that more than often, you know, one or two of them become not committed. And in your case, you know, if one of your things was around, you know, learning to have love come both ways. I mean, in both of your cases, they didn't. So, right. I mean, that's a little bit different. But yeah, that's my kind of feeling on the situation. I think we often give up too soon. We don't communicate properly. We don't, you know, we just give up too soon. Divorce is just too easy. And and that's just unfortunate. But let's go to Carrie's instant feedback. She believes she's found or finding her soul group. She can definitely see that her boss is part of her group. The first time she saw her, eyes sparkled. I believe my female best friend, Kate, is also from my soul group. We click so well, and it's always a good time around her. I believe my male best friend, Brian, is in my soul group. It's not often that, Carrie, that we have so many people part of our group. I think that that doesn't mean that, you know, that you've not met them in a past lives or whatever, but you're kind of, you, okay, so I'm not sure if you're wanting to know, but you're saying that your best friend, your little brother, and then you asked how many people could there be in a soul group, was wondering because it's awesome to finally find these people and I would love to have more if there are more. Also wondering who I was in a past life. So if you want to go into that, Shaman Rai, I feel like maybe it could be someone that changed history. All I keep thinking about in this lifetime is changing the world and being famous, not just any kind of famous, but textbook famous. All right.
Okay. Well, let me address the first part before I go into trans state. But, you know, based on my experience, okay, I never sought out people who were part of my soul group. I never looked at them, but rather when I met people, I would actually then go into meditation and ask, well, who is this person and what role, you know, who are they basically? And like one woman came to work at a research company I was at, and I just felt this connection, kind of like what she's saying. And so I went and I meditated on it, and I was shown that she was actually an airplane pilot, and it could have been during the time that I was in the concentration camp, but and that she was a bridge to someone else, and that boss I told you about, and my children have been my children before. Two of the three have definitely been my children before, and that was even confirmed by my son. But I I don't go out looking, and honestly, I don't know of anybody who has done any kind of sociological study to find out how many people may have been in our soul group. So it's very hard for us to really know. All I can say is when you meet somebody where you feel that there's some kind of connection, and that could be positive or negative. One time I was working somewhere, this woman wanted me to work there. She wanted me to be hired very badly. When I meditated on her, found out in one lifetime she was my caretaker when I was dying, and when I finally died, she went out and partied. So, she was so happy to get rid of me. So
there are people that have done information about soul groups. Some people think that that actually our soul groups are quite small. I think honestly we can have more than one soul group. I think that we can connect in with other people at different times, and you know, depending on where we are on our own spiritual journey. So, I mean, I do know that I met an entire, you know, group of people that were all part of the same soul group. This one person had attracted all these people to be part, to support his business. It was fascinating, but in the end, it became a little bit difficult. But yeah, so there are people that have done work on how many people are in a soul group, but I don't know that, you know, how do you know whether it's true?
Right, exactly. That's why I wanted a scientific sociological study, yeah. You know.
I think that's a long time coming. I don't think that'd be happening in our lifetime.
So this person's name is Carrie, and yes. She's in the town of Laurel, I guess. Is that what that means at the end there? I'm trying to,
yes.
To focus in on her. First, couple things are coming through. The brother was a soldier in a prior life. It looks like it was World War I, and she may have known him. And that apparently was the connection she had. I'm just waiting. I'm trying to get this up as quickly as possible. What I'm seeing is actually an image that reminds me very strongly of the founding fathers of this nation. It's not an image of George Washington. I'm getting chills now, so I've hit it. Okay. So, but it's definitely somebody who was wearing a white wig in that period of time, and it may have been somebody like a Thomas Jefferson or somebody in that period of time. And they are saying, so yes, she was part of the group that actually helped found this nation, either Thomas Jefferson or somebody of that ilk. They did say the name Thomas Jefferson to me, but I'm being more cautious about it as I put it out there because I would need – I'm doing this so quickly. I don't want to mislead. And so they started to tell me a little bit about the man that she liked. And then they quickly shifted over. I think his name was Brian. Is that what it was there? My eyes are closed now, so okay. I can't read.
Brian was a best friend, male best okay. friend.
It seems that this person has, Carrie, has had a couple of lifetimes associated with military in some way, and that may have been an extension of, and I'm getting chills now, so it may be an extension of her goal to set this nation on a course of freedom and then came back in order to fight for freedom a number of times, because what they're showing me is that Brian also, besides her brother, was actually a soldier. So, yeah, it sounds like that she definitely did have a role in creating some historical direction for this country, and that's all I'm getting.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, very cool. So, freedom, Carrie. Start fighting for your country to get back into, you know, out of the greed and into the real spiritual journey that we're supposed to be on.
Well, you know, it's interesting she brings that up now, because really what is taking place in the world right now is the setting free of all of us. And that's happening at multiple levels, both within people who are operating within the military in this country, as well as people, as beings from other planets who are coming in. One time I was meditating.
You do have to go to break, just to let you know.
Okay, thanks. But, I just saw it. Okay.
Yeah, finish that.
One time I was meditating and I saw ships coming from a planet that I'd never heard of called Antera. I asked them why they were coming, and they were coming for the final battle. So we are about to be set free in a way that we've never known it before.
Interesting. All right. So you are listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have psychic Shaman Rai with us. You can find out more about him if you go to his website, shamanrai.com. Again, Rai is spelled R-A-I. And if you have any questions, we are open to taking calls or instant feedbacks. Calling is 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send an instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting. All right. We are on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten. Empower. Enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Shaman Rai with us today. You will be back with us on the 6th of September. Oh my goodness.
September already? So pretty soon, and people, you know, I have to tell you, people are around here anyway are starting to do their Christmas shopping already.
No way. Come on.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on in this world, but that's how it works. That's how we fly in Arkansas. That's
okay,
it.
Okay. Well, that's crazy stuff. Yep.
Looks like we do have another instant feedback, but just to let you know, if you have any questions, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear. Do you want to take that now?
Well, actually, I want to put out a message to her.
Sure.
To actually, can she focus that a little bit? I mean, give it a little bit of a direction.
Right.
In what particular area is she talking about? She just says her life purpose or what's in store for her future.
Right. That is a little too general, Angela. So if you could just give us a little bit more. Are you thinking about, you know, career? Are you thinking about, what is it that you're looking for? All right. And we will assist you. So we thought we would talk about, we thought we'd really shake it up a little.
Wow. Yeah. So we're going to talk about sex and love. Is that
there
what we're going to talk about, Laurie?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So, I don't, you know, I'll share a little bit about my early experiences, and I'll be honest with you. I've only had relationships with women that I've been married to. I've gotten really into a serious one, and in the current relationship, I expect this to be a permanent relationship. But so I'm not a highly experienced person. I wouldn't call it that. But what I found is that, again, in the first and second relationship that I had, there was a kind of, I would call it, on all levels, a kind of withholding that took place. And so there wasn't the clear flow of energy that occurred in working together in all kinds of areas. And I found that that extended into the sexual realm as well. So that what sex became in those relationships was sex. It wasn't love. So while you might come together and both may or may not be physically stimulated and satisfied, I didn't experience a sparkle of life. To me, let me tell you what I think love should be, and then I'll tell you what it is for me now. To me, what love love is everywhere. Love is the energy that God has all around us, and love is in every single cell of our body. And when we are in a state of love, then every cell is vibrating, every cell is alive and communicating. And if it's not there, when we are involved in intimacy with another, if that love isn't there, then it becomes what I would call more mechanical sexual relationships. So that the orgasm may take place, but it's like, okay, 20 minutes, half hour, we're done, you know, and everybody goes to their corner kind of thing, you know. Is that too extreme, Laurie?
I've been there. I know what we're talking about. Yep.
Okay. And what I have found now is with a woman who I love very much, that life is very, very different. And remember, this is the first woman, as you called it, the tantric, where the infinity sign, where the energy going between the two of us, even when we're standing next to each other and talking, and that same flow exists when we're being intimate. And as a result, literally, we say this is God experiencing the most glorious experience of all time, because our every cell in our body is activated with that love. Every touch is activated with that love. And so this level of stimulation is extraordinary. And our lovemaking can go on for a couple of hours, if not more, because of how close we feel to each other and the love that we've got for each other, which is very different from just a physical encounter. I don't know if I'm being under graphic or not. I don't know how that's coming across to you. Why don't you give me some glory or ask me questions?
Well, no, I've also experienced that. And I remember my partner used to say, you know, if people could honestly experience this, there would never be war again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I really, and what I feel, because of the time that this has come into my life, is that this is part of the new world that we're in. I mean, the new world came in supposedly in May, and I will tell you that this explosion of love that's occurred for me has occurred since that period of time. And so I really do believe, because what we're supposed to be living in, not in the low 3D, but we're supposed to be involved in a world of love. That is what existence is meant to be: joy, happiness, peace, and love. And we haven't had that in the low vibration. And I really believe that as the earth has raised its vibration, we are all raising our vibration. As we clear the blocks of emotions and traumas and all of that, then what happens is that then love can flow through us, and that's when we meet that other being who can share that love with us, and then we're in this incredible state of ecstasy. And that's where, just as your partner has said, I really do believe we're going to see the end of war. We're going to really be in a state of bliss, and love people and beings in that kind of way.
Yeah. So, all right.
So we're almost there, you know. and you know, it's happening. It's moving through the culture at different rates. You know, there are people who have been in that state for, you know, a good long time before the changes that took place on the earth, and now there are people who are moving into that space little bit by little bit. Okay. So let me see. I see Angela has not.
Yes, she has. She's responded.
I missed it.
Okay. So she wants to know, it's more about her career and whether she's heading in the right direction. And then she asks something about, will this be for my family? So I'm not quite sure what that means, but.
Okay. Okay, sorry to take so long, but the image is not coming in very clearly, because what I'm seeing is somebody standing there. It's just a strange kind of image I'm getting, where I'm actually seeing a gun of some kind, and there's a person who's behind the gun who's very dark. So now the gun is not being pointed at me. Usually, if a gun is being pointed directly at me, it means that the person is experiencing some kind of threat or intimidation. But it's kind of weird that the person is in black. I don't know. I don't know if this person is in law enforcement or just what they are.
So Angela? I don't imagine Angela. I don't feel that she's in law enforcement. So there's something – what you're saying is that there's something that is not quite right.
Yeah, something is. Exactly. Yeah. That's all I'm getting. I'm not seeing anything else wherever it is. And there's a mask over the face of the person. So somehow she's being hidden, and she's being hidden behind some kind of weapon or something like that. So that's all I'm getting. I'm not seeing anything else come through.
Interesting. Well, Angela, if that means anything to you, or if you want to, you know, more information, you might want to. I know that Shaman Rai does offer for Sky listeners an hour session for only $50, so you might want to contact him for that, and maybe we'll give that number out after the next break. We're just about to go to this break anyway, so why don't we do that now? And so you're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have psychic Shaman Rai with us. You can find out more about him on the website, shamanrai.com. If you have a question, we probably have one more that we can take, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in and instant feedback. Again, be really clear. Try not to be general. Be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. All right, and we will be right back. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Shaman Rai is a clear channel who has been devoted to the light and humanity for many lifetimes. Let Shaman Rai bring to you that which is your highest good. Let him guide you to shift your life and clear roadblocks to your happiness and success. Chaman Rai is offering an exclusive special that is only for Sky listeners of $50 for your first session with him. Call Chaman Rai now at 479-253-9807 to take advantage of this limited-time offer of $50 for your first session. Call 479-253-9807.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have psychic Chaman Rai with us, and we've been talking about very interesting discussions about relationships and love and soul groups and sex, and now we're moving into, I guess, a little bit different area. But if you have a question, we may be able to still take somebody if you call right away. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right, so you keep mentioning something about some big changes that are going on. Did you want to...
I think people are noticing, and I'm going to talk primarily about relationships because that's what we're talking about today. But if you observe around you, you'll see that there are a lot of couples that are splitting up, and very often they're a great surprise to people that's happening, and that seems to be because with this higher vibration coming in. Where there is not an alignment of vibration within two people in a couple, that they're actually being moved out so that the people who are of a similar vibration, it's like everything is being shaken up. And those things, those marbles that have similar vibrations, they're going into one area, and those with the other vibrations are going into another area as couples. And what that's allowing, I think, from what I'm experiencing, is when you're getting a couple that really aligns and emotionally, physically, spiritually, that vibration is there for them. When you have a group like this, and this is my partner and I, we joke about this, but when we're making love and we're creating love energy, we're not just creating it for ourselves. We call this community service. We're doing it for the world. So as you get more couples coming together who are truly in love, experiencing that love experience, they are actually creating a higher vibration for the earth, which allows those people that they've even separated from to then experience it. Aids them because more love is in the world, which can work on them and can raise them up. So it's a gradual process that's taking place. That, at least that's the way I'm experiencing it.
I totally agree. I think that's the way it always is. We do have two instant feedbacks, of course. Everybody is doing what I said at the beginning of the show and contacting us at the end. So I don't know how much of this we can get through. If you'd like to take Olivia's call, or it's not a call, it's an instant feedback. She asked about a past life, but really the thing is she was laid off in November, and she's trying to figure out if she should stay in the same field, which is accounting, or look for something else.
Okay. You know, this is, and you know this, Lori, this is a difficult thing because here's what's going on. We can, and actually I like her question very much, the way she's looking at it. She's saying, well, should I stay in the same direction I'm going, or should I just let my identity of being in accounting, let that drop and just allow myself to open up to whatever God has in store for me. And so that is such a powerful a way of approaching life, the way she's doing it. And I'm getting chills now as I say that. So the counsel is valid, that the more we allow whatever is meant to be, instead of holding on to the past. And that's a big thing that's going on right now, is that we are supposed to let those old identities drop so that we can move into this new energy no matter what we're doing. So basically, this is Olivia, where is she from?
San Diego.
Okay. I'm going to have to try. Oh, there it is. Okay. I'm going to have to try. Let's see. Boy, I wish with some of this people were live so that I can give them something and then give them feedback. Well, they clearly say that accounting is not her field. And in fact, immediately as I said that, I got a choke in my throat, so that this field is actually choking her off. It is not allowing her to express everything that she is. I get the sense that she likes, I think these are drumsticks that I'm seeing, that that she actually really likes music very much, and that and maybe even it's the drums that she particularly likes. That's what I'm seeing, two sticks in the hand, and they're being beat back and forth. So that that's where her love is, and that's where her path in all likelihood could take her. That's what I'm getting very, very quickly there. But as I say, yes. I really would like to get feedback from people so we can see where that, you know, what that is all about. But, you know, that's the other part of it. You know, we ask, you know, so often it comes from the mind. What should I create? What should I be? And I remember, I think it was last show even, a young man called in, and he asked something similar. And the guidance he was given was, what is in your heart? You know, what do you really love? And he was actually told, forget about your college education. That's not going to land you any kind of job. But instead, go with what you love. And in fact, I've gotten similar messages for other people where they were doing one thing, they were in the wedding business, and one partner wanted to get out of it, and the other partner was, well, should we or shouldn't we? And then all of a sudden, what Spirit said is, take everything that's in your heart, write it on a card, put it in a basket, and then both of you sit there and start to brainstorm about the thing that you really love, and then start to, and then find your path out of that. So spirit doesn't always give you where you're going, but it comes from your heart. That's the thing that I think we need to remember.
Right. And our last one is from Jessica, and I don't know what you'll get from this, but she just leaves a small message about something about her home being livable. When do you see that happening, or is there anything that she can do to help it along? So obviously they're in a fixer-upper that needs to be worked on.
Well, I don't know if it's a fixer-upper or there are spirits there, because the first word I heard was spirits as I closed my eyes. So there may be a combination of things. It's a very old house. You're right about that. It looks like it has a very large window in the front, and what I'm seeing is kind of darkness. If I look at the front door, I see a bay window or a large window, large glass window towards the left. The door's in the middle, and to the right is the rest of the building. And what's different is that right side of the building, as I look at the front door, looks very dark to me compared to the other part of the house. So there may be something that is going on in that part of the house where somebody may have died there at some point, and there's still some vibration that's coming up, and I'm getting chills. So I'm on target with what I'm saying. So I think what she needs to do is, first of all, bring light in into the house. She can do this by cleansing the house, praying, using the smoke to
smudge,
clear
yeah.
it, smudge. Thank you to clear it out, and start to clear the air in that, and then. What I'm being shown is then light will come into the house, and actually the house will move along much faster if she does that spiritual work first.
Perfect. All right. Well, luckily we got through, everybody. This has been a great show. You will be back with us on September 6th. So if you had questions and you wanted to ask them, definitely connect back with us on September 6th. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Psychic Shaman Rai. You can find out more about him at his website, shamanrai.com, and Rai is spelled R-A-I. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.